This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ori from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday the 15th of April. Coming up, Japanese government orders compensation for evacuees, Europe could be getting its own sporting games, and the mammal that can't get a good tune out of its head. But first, the American and French presidents and the British Prime Minister have said that there can't be peace in Libya unless Colonel Gaddafi steps down as leader. Countries including America, France and the UK have sent air forces to Libya to try and stop Colonel Gaddafi from bombing his own people. At the moment, those running the military operation against Gaddafi's forces don't have the authority to remove him from power. Next, the Japanese government has ordered the company responsible for the leaking nuclear power plant damaged by the tsunami to pay compensation to those who are forced to evacuate their homes. But people have been protesting at the headquarters of the company, saying that $12,000, which is to be offered for each household, isn't enough money. Tens of thousands of people are still living in evacuation centres because it's not safe for them to return to their homes near the Fukushima plant. Now, we all know what it's like to get a catchy song stuck in your head. Well, scientists have found that humpback whales are no different. They've discovered that whales mimic each other's songs. Here's BBC Science reporter Victoria Gill with more.
They found that when the whales off the coast of eastern Australia started a new song pattern, this version gradually spread westwards. After 2 years, humpback whales 4,000 miles away in French Polynesia were singing exactly the same song.
Researchers don't know why the whale songs spread, but they think it might be related to mating patterns. Next, in sports news, Europe could be getting its own European Games with all the Olympic sports. That's if proposals are approved by the European National Olympic Committees. Europe, unlike Asia, Africa and America, doesn't have its own games, but does have events for gymnastics, athletics and football. Patrick Hickey sits on the International Olympic Committee and put forward the idea. He reckons it could improve Europe's chances of more medals at the Olympic Games.
Our results, when I say Europe's results at the Olympic Games, are diminishing all the time. Where we used to win the most medals, we're now dropping out of that zone. And we have a feeling that the European Games can be used as a spark to ignite again European supremacy at the Olympic Games.
But we'll have to wait a while to see if it happens, as it's likely to be put to a vote in November. Yesterday we asked you the name of the stadium that's home to Spanish football club Real Madrid. And the answer is... the Santiago Bernabéu. Finally, the world's oldest man has died, aged 114. Walter Breuning passed away in Montana in America. He put his good health down to a strict regime of only 2 meals a day. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend.